They unloaded my cargo of chocolate bars and made their escape in 10 stolen cars.
Woo! Get down, Chip.
Why, if I could have got my hands on the little breaker, I'd have broken his stupid neck. I started out to do a good deed and ended up a nervous wreck.
Woo! Woo! Get down, Chip.
But just then I got another surprise, which made me laugh in shrieks. The delivery docket said those were laxatives in the form of chocolate sweets.
Woo! Get down, Chip.
Those little breakers, they may find the taste a bit funny, but sure as hell they'll get a good run for their money. Well, I'd better sign off now, because the last laugh was mine. So it's high numbers to all you good buddies. 10-4, no, 10-5, no, 10-6, 10-7, 10-8, 10-9. I knew I'd make it rhyme somehow. Those doggone kids. Doggone. My God, they died.
My little poodle is gone. Chef.
Hey, Chef. My little poodle.
My little poodle.
10 this week in the Irish Top 40. That's Brendan Grace. He never stops, does he? And it's called Butler on CB, on the Butler recording label. 42 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock here in Shumut Radio City on 257. And taking a look at the Radio City calendar for today. Today is the 14th of August. It's a Friday. Remember, payday. Yes, payday, where you get the money into your hand. And the motto for today is today, the best way out of a difficulty is through it. Words of wisdom from the Radio City calendar, if that's what you could call them. And here's Michael Jackson, because really today, it's only one day in your life.
One day in your life, you remember a play. From one touching your face, you'll come back. Look around you one day.
from Michael Jackson. Good song, too. It's called One Day in Your Life. He presently has a new one released into the charts, and of course he's singing along with the family in the new one called Walk Right Now. Right, at a quarter to two, let's take a look at a few things that happened on this day many years ago. Well, thank God they happened then, because in the year of 1464, Pope Pius II died. And in the year of 1740, Pope Pius, that's the seventh, was born. In the year of 1945, Japan surrendered and ended the Second World War, I should say. And in the year of 1969, British troops moved into Londonderry to separate the writing Catholics from the Protestants.
Radio City 257. New sound.
A brand newie from Hazel O'Connor, good song too. It's from her forthcoming album called Cover Plus. It's called We're All Grown Up. It's just got to be a biggie. It comes from Hazel O'Connor, from her forthcoming album Cover Plus, and that's a very badly produced single, even though I say so myself. And it's called We're All Grown Up. I'd say that'll be a biggie, and well, I'd tip it for the top. Now, a better produced single, and if you're grown up, you should remember this one. It comes from the 3 Degrees, and it's called The Runner. Very simple name, isn't it? 2:10. And it's just me and you. Charles, one of their main fans, that's the 3 Degrees. And a song called Runner. I will specially play that for Prince Charles. Hope he's listening, wherever you may be. We don't know exactly where he is at the moment. We do know he's on a boat, and, well, we do know he's with Lady Di. That's about all we do know. We know he's on his honeymoon as well, after getting married in St. Paul's. Did you hear about it? Actually, he did get married, yeah. You didn't hear about it? Shame. Of course, it had to be, really. Because that's what the Brothers Johnson are here to sing about. It's called This Had to Be. And it's from their album Light Up the Night.
And it's
Johnson along with Michael Jackson from their album Light of the Night, brand new album out at the moment, and a brand new single they have too. That's a good one. It's called This Had to Be. 2 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, I'm going to take a quick joke right now. Do you know why elephants are all grey and crinkled and crumpled and all that? Well, have you ever tried to iron one?
Sunday, August 23rd at the Gresham Hotel Dublin at 7 p.m. John Paul Promotion presents the All-Ireland Junior Disco Dancing Championship Finals, sponsored by the Sunday World Newspapers. There will be over 26 contestants from all over Ireland taking part, and the entertainment, music, comes to you from the confluence of Radio City. Tickets are now available from the Morrissey Whelan School of Dancing. Remember, Sunday, 23rd of August, 7 p.m. at the Gresham Hotel Dublin for the All-Ireland Junior Disco Dancing Championship Finals. Make sure you don't miss the Sunday World All-Ireland Junior Disco Dancing Championship Finals at the Gresham Hotel, Dublin. Sunday, 23rd of August. Tickets available from Morrissey Whelan School of Dancing and Radio City. See you there.
And for more information about that event, you can phone the station at 746737. That's 746737. The tickets are £2.50, and they're available at the door on the night for the price of £3.
Mr. George, Casual Corner, and Playboy Boutique of Cable Street, plus Man Alive of Mary Street, have pooled their resources in order to bring you the sale of the century. This is a genuine clearance sale. Levi Colt in most sizes, $10.95. Jeans, also $10.95. Combat trousers, $6.95. Junior donkey jackets, $8.95. Short collar button-down shirts at $3.95. Simon shirts at $2.95. And t-shirts at just $1.95. There are literally hundreds of incredible giveaway bargains waiting for you at the sale of the century. It won't happen again. So seize this opportunity now at Mr. George, Casual Corner and Playboy Boutique of Capel Street, and Man Alive in Mary Street.
United Health Studios, 83 Lower Camden Street, are pleased to announce that they are now open and are proud to have the most luxurious and exotic unisex health studio in Ireland, with sunbed, sauna and of course massage from fully qualified and experienced staff. At United Health Studio, 83 Lower Camden Street, you can maintain your beautiful tan or acquire one, shed those unwanted pounds with our sauna treatment, and of course you can always pamper yourself with a luxurious massage in our private suites, or just relax on our roof garden. United Health Studios, 83 Lower Camden Street, are celebrating their opening with a glass of wine to their first 200 clients. So why not avail yourself of this opportunity to see the most luxurious unisex health studio in Ireland? United Health Studios, 83 Lower Camden Street. Telephone 782933. That's 782933.
Advanced Kempo Karate, the ultimate in self-defense. In the 80s, make fitness interesting and at the same time develop the very necessary talent of self-defense. Advanced Kempo Karate Studios, 197 Lower Rathmines Road, have classes 12 hours a day and cater for men, women, boys and girls of all ages under the expert eye of known masters. Advanced Kempo also has studios at the Convent Hall, 59 Lower Baggett Street, the YMCA in Abbey Street, the Oliver Plunkett School Hall at Malahide, and the Summit Inn in Howth. For further details, call to Advanced Kempo Karate, the ultimate in self-defense studios, 197 Lower Rathmines Road, or phone 963-327. That's 963-327. The Advanced Kempo Karate Studio.
City.
Music machine, music
turn
machine,
it on.
Music machine.
Music with the happy beat.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Spandau Ballet, feel the chant is what that's called. It's not called chant number one, because chant number one, they sing, I don't need this pressure on all the way through. Yes, you see, that's the instrumental version of it, and it's the B-side, and I prefer it, that's why I played it. Right, we'll say hi to Alice and Peter Clark, also to Elizabeth and Catherine, and also to Grandad Thomas, and that comes from Catherine and Peter. And Alice and Peter are Catherine and Peter's mother and father. You see, there's two Peters. There's the son Peter and the daughter Peter, you see. No, that's wrong. There's the daddy Peter and the son Peter. That's better. And that comes in from Catherine and Peter, as I said. And all those people are kind of, well, advanced in the years, we'll say. So we'll play a track from yesteryear. It comes from Frank Sinatra. A beautiful song. It comes from the Beatles, really, written by the Beatles. It's called Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
And a hat trap from yesteryear, a beautiful song, Lennon and McCartney production, and it's called Yesterday, especially for Alice and Peter Clark, Elizabeth and Catherine Clark, and to Grand Thomas, and that comes from Kathleen and Peter. 10 minutes past two. Cavo here on the air chair on Radio City. And this is Al Stewart from the year of 1980.
Across the western world, the light going down, the gypsy armies of the evening have left their fires across the nether side of town. They will not pass this way again. So here in the night, leave your home, it's time to run them out of the light. I see the hosts of Mohammed coming. The house has been too long divided. cannot let them leave again. So here in the night, leave your home, it's time to run. And out of the light, I see the hosts of Mohammed coming. The words that I heard then were much the same. It's just an old Greek tragedy. The acting here held over by popular acclaim.
But the little things do anything, but only if you yell. said, chop, whoop, there's a good boy. Drop the lead, walk away, turn around and he should stay. Say, chop, whoop, what a nice dog. Call him to you, nice and loud, and tickle him under the chin. Yorky! Now call your dogs.
Saber,
Saber, Duncan, sit. Rex, sit.
Song there from Cat Stevens called I Can't Keep It In. Before that you had a track from the featured album All This Week on the Afternoon Affair. It's the Baron Knights and their album called Just a Giggle. That one was called the Sid Song, take off of what's her name? Yeah, Barbara Woodhouse. Yes, it's called The Sit Song. That was also released on single. Quite a good single, too. And one more track to go from that album on the show today. And then you'll be able to consider for yourself whether it's an album well worth buying or not. And if it's not, well, don't buy it. And if you think it is, well, why not go out and buy it? Right, Silent Jews and Fursey B. Fan is the heading on a little snippet in the paper. It says, surgeons have given CB fan Steve Tillard his voice back after 8 years of silence. And yesterday he said, I'm so grateful. Steven suffered a severe brain damage on a scooter accident in 1973 when he came round after 4 months in a coma. A breathing tube prevented him from talking, but now doctors have implanted a new device in his throat to keep it open, and Steve is able to speak again. That's good news. To celebrate, the local CB breakers have bought him a special sensitive microphone to pick up his husky whisper on the CB. Some good news there about CB's and about Steve getting his voice back. I know what you're saying to yourselves. You're saying, why doesn't his voice go? Well, might, you never know. Just keep your fingers crossed.